Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, hump day. If this goes down without a hitch, this will be the first successful Daily Go Get a Business show without any audio problems. And I think that I found the problem. I think that we've been able to eradicate it. I think that we've been able to mend our ways. I think that we have been able to get on the right track, stay on the right track, make sure that we go forward and just do that. Glad to be here on the Daily Go Get a Business show, 11th of January. Hump Day Wednesday. I hope y'all week is going okay. Shout out to all of y'all who have a holiday coming up on Monday, MLK Day. And if you don't do the best that you can. You know what I'm saying? Just work it out. It's going to be all right. You know, you have other days off. Shout out to all my working class people out there who can't stop chasing that paper for whatever reason. Let's go get it. All right. So attraction disguised as friendship. Attraction disguised as friendship. What do y'all know? Have you ever been involved with somebody who you know is attracted to somebody that they have been calling a friend? Hopefully, it's somebody of the opposite sex. You know, I'm going to go there early. Hopefully, it is at least somebody of the opposite sex. Because when it's not somebody of the opposite sex, ladies, women, females, when your man is attracted to his man, it's going to show. One thing that is very hard for a man to do is to hide his homosexual ways from his woman. She knows who you are. Some women seem to ignore it. And, you know, we've all seen documentaries and
and talk shows and stories and of women who say, I didn't know he was on the down low and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you've probably been looking at them like, I can tell your man gay. How is it that you can't tell? What you thought? What you thought, he was just soft? You thought he was just in touch with his feminine side? Yeah, women normally know. You know, if you can hide your homosexuality from a woman, you're doing something. More than a closet. More than a closet to me. But anyway, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at whether it's right or wrong to be attracted to somebody that you're only a friend with. Now, it's been an age-old question about whether a man and a woman who are attracted to each other but unable to be... No, it's been an age-old question whether a man and a woman can be friends, totally platonic friends, even if they're both good-looking. Even if there is an attraction, even if y'all tried to actually get together on a romantic side of things and it didn't work, will you be able to just be friends? I mean, actually, the question normally goes like, can a man and a woman strictly be platonic friends? Now, there are a lot of different answers, opinions about the whole thing. Some people say no. Y'all may never be able to be friends the way just strictly male on male or female on female friends could possibly be, because if y'all are both good looking people on some level, you know, a man is going to, you know, be like, look, I mean, yeah, that's just my homie, that's just my friend, that's just my sis, but if she ever, you know what I mean, show a titty or put my hand on her ass, or if we find ourselves on a long drive together, a few dark deserted roads, and she suggests we pull over and change the tire, even though the tire ain't around the tire, you know what I mean, we just need to go change the tire, I got a different tire, it blows up, yeah, I would take the chance. And that's why a lot of people don't believe that a man and a woman who are attractive could not be sexually or physically attracted to each other and just be friends. Most people, or should I say a lot of people, believe that opportunity would spark the both of them to get together and be together. There are a lot of differing opinions on that. Some people have successfully pulled it off and say, no, I have plenty of female friends if you're a man. Or no, I have plenty of male friends if I'm a woman. Certain things start to get in the way. If there is a hidden attraction there, after a while, certain things are going to get in the way. Like with a friend, with a strictly platonic friend, you may expect them to, or maybe expect is not the word for it, but let's say you may ask a friend to borrow money. Now, when a woman borrows money from a man, red flags, baby, red flags. Because if the man is in a good position, he may, instead of lending her the money, he may just say, listen, I know you're struggling. I know, you know, you've been having a hard time lately. Here, just take the money. Everything's good. Just take the money. Now, yeah, to the non-believers, that looks like a good look. First of all, to some people, her just asking her male friend for money, borrowing money from her male friend, that already sends up a red flag. Red flag. Ding! Alert signal. Ding! Your phone is going off. You know what I mean? Amber alert. Amber! Your innocence is missing. For other people, they might say, well, you know, as long as she pays it back and it's, you know, it's under true pretenses, there's nothing wrong with that. Other people are going to say, if you borrow money from a man later on, that's sort of like a payment for some ass, a kiss, a hug. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss. Dime if you tell me that you love me. Is it right? Not. It may not be correct in all situations. That might not even be the answer in all situations. But in the situations where it exists, is where it's going to be questioned. So if she borrows the money from him, that could already be looked at as an invitation from her to proposition him or put herself in a position where later on she could be propositioned. It could be looked at that way, especially if she knows that he's attracted to her. Maybe for whatever reason, he wasn't able to pursue her, but they cool, they homies. It can get in the way. It can get in the way. You know what I mean? Now, if a man tries to borrow money from a woman, it's like, what you mean? You went to Rhonda? You borrowed $200 from Rhonda? Like, what you doing? Ain't nobody going to believe that you and Rhonda ain't smashing. You might be able to get away with it the other way, with a woman borrowing money from her male friend. But I just keep it a stack. It ain't too many women out there that are willing to lend a man some money if he ain't hitting. Like, that's not the kind of exchange that most women are looking for. Like, wait a minute now. You mean to tell me and you don't have any physical ties to each other? We ain't never did it. We may have hugged. You know, you hug your friends. But we ain't never kissed. No, more than on the cheek. Like, But we ain't never swapped no tongue action. Ain't never been like, test your tonsils out, ma. Test your tonsils out. Yeah, I'm supposed to try to choke him. I know my tongue's big. I know I'm supposed to choke the side of that. You ain't never left a hickey on a neck and all of that. So you mean to tell me she lent you $200, $300, $400, whatever it is that you asked from her. Like, it wasn't the kind of money where, you know, you just, like, yo, you got $25 till we go to the ATM. I just want to, you know, get this thing right here. I'm short, you know, $15 or whatever. You got any singles? Not that kind of money. This was pay you back when I get paid money. Most women are not entertaining that type of situation. No. Go ask your woman. And that's another big thing. A man and a woman being just friends when neither one of them have a man or a woman.
Well.
I don't know. Attraction disguised as friendship. Yes, this is attraction disguised as friendship. We are saying that we're just friends. Because he says he's just a friend. Because he says she's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Yeah, you know, the bloodhounds or the relationship bloodhounds, they gonna start coming out like, yo, What y'all doing? What y'all doing? You know, I'm not even going to say that jealousy is going to start to kick in, because I think that's legit. I think that is legit for you not to accept or approve as a man your woman borrowing money from another man. That's not her brother, father, uncle, or male cousin. We might even be funny about the male cousin. Like, you know how cousins are. You know what I mean? Sometimes you, I mean, it might be a non-blood related cousin. It might be a kissing cousin. You know what I mean? A cousin from down south that you ain't grow up with like that. Or one of them freaky ass cousins that'll mess around with a cousin. You know, cousins, everybody got cousins, and everybody need a cousin. And sometimes some cousins ain't cousiny. Some cousins ain't cousiny, and some cousins are over cousins. Some cousins be doing some non-cousin type of stuff. And we can say that it's non-cousin type of stuff, but actually it is cousiny. It's too cousiny. Like, you the wrong kind of cousin. You doing what cousins do, but not good cousins. You doing bad cousin stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, a lot of people are going to, I think that it's perfectly fine for you to tell your woman, like, no, you don't borrow no money from no other man. If I can't come up with the cash from you, or if you don't feel comfortable asking me for money, first of all, we have a problem. But no, I'm not going to approve you getting it from no other man. You might have to wait until I get it for you. But not non-blood related man. Shoot, a lot of men don't want their woman borrowing no money from no other man, period. Because it's kind of like a reflection on like that's your dude, but he can't provide for you. He can't. Shoot, if anything, he should borrow the money from somebody else and get and give it to you. You shouldn't have to take on that debt. Because that could turn into a blowjob situation, for a forced blowjob or a guilt blowjob situation, manipulated blowjob situation for you later on. And I'm not having it. My girl ain't going to be manipulated and going down on nobody else just because I couldn't come up with a couple dollars. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Attraction disguised as friendship. Have you ever been confronted by your man or your woman about another man that you're supposed to be friends with? And I don't know if it's wrong to be attracted to somebody you're just friends with, but you know in your heart of hearts when it's getting in the way. You know when it's getting in the way. You're getting in the way of what I'm feeling. You know. You know when you've been spending too much time in violation against your relationship with somebody else. You know. If you're friend of the opposite sex, who you're supposed to be just friends with, can call you at 2 a.m. and get you out of the house, I don't care. Listen, something wrong. And I don't know too many people who would understand that. And I don't know too many people who call themselves friends to you who would allow you to put yourself in a situation like that. You understand what I mean? Like, most people who are respectful of you and the relationship that you have with somebody or the marriage that you have would respect or wouldn't put you in the position where you would have to explain your involvement or association with them. That's not what real friends do. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we are talking about tonight. That's what we talk about tonight. That's what we're talking about tonight. What's up, y'all? What's going on, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill? Sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill, and count Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Always great to see ya. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Stacey White, what's going on, ma? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on by. And Tori 2200 says, best relationships start off as friends first. I don't know. I question that. I'll tell you this. Every woman and any woman I've ever been in a relationship with has been my friend, but not beforehand. You know, like, you know, we became friends as we became lovers, but not no friendship before. Like, I don't know, you know, I mean, people's experiences are their experiences, but I've never had a situation where I was waiting for somebody else to stop dealing with somebody else so I can make my move. Not since I was a kid. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, yeah. She got a boyfriend, so but soon as they break up, I'm making my move. With me, that died in my teenage years. Easily. There wasn't none of that in my 20s. Like, nope. I ain't waiting for nothing. We either going to get it started while you with the boy, or it ain't going to get started at all. Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. I do believe that whoever you are lovers with should be your friend. But what we're talking about is somebody that you are attracted to and wouldn't mind making a move with, whether it's just a physical move or whether it's a relationship move. But you, the two of you are not communicating that to each other, or you're not communicating that with the person that you are involved with. That's why we're calling it attraction disguised as friendship. What I'm saying is, like, if I like a woman, but for some reason, I know I can't get with her. Maybe she has somebody else. Maybe I have somebody else. Maybe it's just not the right situation. You know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't have anything to do with who I'm involved with or who she's involved with. Maybe she's just off limits. Like she's somebody's sister and it just wouldn't look right. Whatever the case may be. Now, I am attracted to her. I'm like, man, she a cutie. I don't care what nobody say. She's banging. She a cutie. She got fat booty. Titties is up. Chain, I want to know your name. I already know that. I know something that I would love to get with that, but I keep that on the low. I keep that on the low. Like, yeah, I'm really, really physically attracted to the chick. And if I ever get her by herself and she give me the green light, it's on. But for right now, I'm just going to be friends with her. You know what I mean? Like, if she need me for anything or whatever, whatever, I'm just going, you know, be there, accommodate, help out as much as I can, be a good friend. But on the real, I want to love you down, even if it takes all night, let me love you down, you know. So I'm hiding my true attraction and hidden intentions from you. You thinking I'm just a nice guy. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm a decent old head. Whatever the case may be, you know, like he's you know, he cool like that. You don't have any idea that you know what I mean? I'm undressing you with your eyes. You don't know that. Now, sometimes people do know, but they figure, like, listen, most people I know who have those feelings don't have any self-control. They don't exercise any self-control. So if he's able to exercise self-control in that situation, then there's no danger, or it's not that deep. There might just be a little baby attraction. She might not know I'm hot for the teacher because I'm not saying nothing. I'm kicking it like, no, we just cool. I have plenty of female friends. You know what I mean? That's me. Friend zone. Oh, Oh, he friend zone. Oh, he friend zone. Yeah. Oh, he friend zone. That's what I do. You need a ride across town. You can't afford an Uber. Call me. You need a couple of dollars that you borrow from me. Whatever you need. Need a place to stay and hook you up. What I ever got some way is going down. Yeah, and I never frown. All you have to do is ask. And I ain't going to ask for no ass. No exchange for money or favors. You can come to me and ask me for any flavors. Like we neighbors. Borrow some sugar, salt, seasoning, butter, milk. Yo, even if the sheets are silk, doesn't matter. Satin, we gonna go to Manhattan. You need a ride, ask for the guy. I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is, keeping it on the low. Attraction disguises friendship. Now, what I'm really asking y'all is it wrong? Is it wrong? Is it wrong to mask your attraction to somebody as just being a friend? Now, you know, from some of the examples that I've given you, you can see where there could be some static. There could be some problems. There could be some interference. There could be some, no, that's not exactly right there. That's not exactly right there. That's just a powder keg just waiting to blow. That's all that is. All right, so what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, oh, yeah, I know someone like that. All right. She also says, a woman should never have to borrow from another man when she has a man. I'm just saying. I ain't gonna front. Yeah. If y'all got to borrow, y'all got to borrow together. She shouldn't have to go ask another man for no money. Y'all saw what happened in the movie, remember that movie Dead President with Lorenz Tate and Chris Tucker, Bokeem Woodbine? Your woman borrowing money from another man, that's like having your ball shrunk.
Hi, boys. I didn't used to talk like Elmo, but my baby had to borrow a couple of dollars from a friend. So now I'm like Elmo. Elmo fucked up. I fucked up in the game.
All right, anyway, TK Wright says, 100, Carol, unless her dude asks her 50 questions about what she needs it for and why she doesn't have it, it can make her ashamed or uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. And a dude is probably only doing that because he ain't got the money. I can understand if you have a woman who's a spendthrift, like every time, she just like really, really bad in money, with money management. You know, some people are like that. No matter how much money they make, the money just flows through their hands or whatever. They just can't save. Nar says, a decent old head in the friend zone is a good one. Yeah. You know them old heads. You know an old head is going to take the opportunity when the chance presents itself. Old heads always, you know what I mean? An old head is always into something. On the low, they be playing cool with their little hats on. I'm talking about the old head that wear hats, real hats from the hat store. I ain't talking about no baseball cap, koofy, hat wearing cat. I'm talking about, oh, baseball cap, poofy, Scully wearing old head. I'm talking about old heads that wear cool caps, Kangols, Stetsons. You know what I mean? Like, they got the old heads that wear the hats that come with the box, the big box. Yeah, the box hat wearing old heads. You know, they always playing cool. Like, you know, they always have that air of having all of their shit together. Like, yeah. TK Wright says, Carol, it's nothing like a girl who you thought was a friend scheming because she's actually attracted to, we talked about that in the beginning of the show, and that's an actual real thing. Yeah. And nowadays, the homosexual thing, the gay thing, the dyke thing, the, you know, it's a real thing. The down low thing. It ain't just male on female, female on male no more. We have to take other gender lifestyles into consideration. You know what I mean? So you got a man has a friend who is always advising him against any girl he's messing with. Ah, man, you need to leave that bitch alone. You know, she don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? You should just hang out with us. You should blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't know, man. You know, a lot of times, I mean, sometimes that's innocent. Sometimes, listen, I tend to shy away from dudes who don't never have nothing good to say about women. You don't never have nothing. Listen, this is not a NWA record, tape, or CD. This ain't the Dog Pound. This ain't Dr. Dre, the Chronic album. No, it ain't no bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks and all that. Like, no. That's what hurt young boys say about chicks when, you know, when they are that age, being disrespectful and all of that. And it ain't like that everywhere either. The West Coast gave us a different feel of how they felt about women, but all of those dudes wound up being married. Pete Game. You run around here talking about something. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, and the homies is really only wanting some of you. You the prize. You out there running train on chicks, not really realizing that you are the caboose. Choo choo! Choo choo! Yeah, man. Okay. To get it right, it says the attraction being hidden makes it stronger. Okay. Barbara Hill Cissé is in the house. What's going on, Bobby Cissé? Narso says, beware of homies before hoes type. Yep, bros before hoes, no. Mm-mm. After a certain age, no, there's no bros before hoes. Mm-mm. That bro better find his own hoe. Go find yourself your own hoe, bro. I'm going to go home to mine. You know, like, like, remember 1987? Nah, it was 1987 when the album came out. Eric B and Rakim. And at the end of the song, Paid in Full. Yo, Yo, Rakim, you go to your girl house and I'm going to go to mine because my girl is definitely mad because it took us too long to finish this album. He ain't say nothing like, yeah, my girl, you know, she don't understand this business of how we have to, you know, get this paper and make this money and be up in this studio. But forget about her. Like, we gonna keep making these tracks, right, Ra? Rakim was like, and count our money. Barb Hill CJ says, I just ended a friendship disguised as attraction last night. It happened. And let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think the internet has made it worse? Has the internet made hiding attraction or disguising attraction as friendship? Do you think it's made it worse? Because, you know, the inbox thing is going on. The DM thing is going on. You know, sliding into people DMs. I'm slide into a DM. I'm going to slide on into DM. Slide on to the DM. Slide on, you know. Hey, just wanted to say hi. Good morning, beautiful. Hey, you know, I'm just hollering at you, you know. At least when somebody goes in, if a male goes into a female's DMs, more than likely, he's definitely showing attraction. Now, it's not always like that. It's not always like that. But 9 times out of 10, shoot, Facebook is set up that way. You know, if you comment on somebody's stories on Facebook, it goes into their messenger. It's like, you know, I mean, their stories might have been something funny, or it might have been, you know, something thought provoking or whatever. You done commented on it or whatever. You thinking you commenting like on a platform or a forum or something like that. It goes into their messenger. You just inboxed somebody your thoughts. So they already like, So it's like, but anyway, yeah. The internet has made disguising friendship, disguising attraction as friendship a lot more prevalent, I think. I mean, on Facebook, what do you call friends? On other platforms, you call followers. On Facebook, you call friends. No, yeah, that's just my Facebook friend. Sometimes that really is all that there is, or all that it is. Like, I don't know that person. We don't live in the same area. But what happens when y'all do live in the same area? When y'all do have access to each other, but y'all don't know each other outside of that Facebook platform, Instagram platform, Twitter. Now TikTok is in the game too. You know what I mean? You got TikTok lovers. I still think it's weird to form relationships from Instagram and Snapchat. I'm like, what? There's no real conversation. At least with Facebook, there's actual conversation. Instagram? But from what I've been told with Instagram is like, you know, when somebody sliding your DMs in Instagram, you already know what it's hitting for. There's no question. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder. They on your top. You might as well just go ahead and go for yours. Carol Chamberlain says, no, I think it's the way that people try to get over on others, take advantage of feelings. Interesting. Or kindness. Okay. Bobby Hill CJ says, this is a person I was seeing in person who never inboxed, but it seems he needed help with money and mental emotions more than he needed me or romantic relationships. Interesting. So, yeah, I don't know. She also says, and the fact that his familial relationships was strained at home, strained in home life, was upended, clutter from suspected depression. I knew it wasn't me. I talked to him a few times, and I decided friends was best. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. In its purest form, I would say, if you like somebody, why not just tell them that you like them? Go ahead and get that thing popping. Go ahead and set it off. Shoot your shot. See what's good. But there are situations where that's not really a possibility. Just like I was talking about earlier in the show. If you already have somebody and you are not a cheater or whatever, or you're not trying to be one, then you ain't got no business entertaining other people of the opposite sex. Or same sex if you're gay. Bottom line, if you're one-on-one, why are you adding some on one? You're supposed to be one-on-one. You trying to go some on some or some on one. What's good? But all the while, you're acting like, well, no, because, that's just my homie. That's just my friend. Just my homie. That's just my friend. Just my homie. That's just my friend. Yeah, friendship, that's where it ends. I'm not even attracted to her, even though I think that she's cute. And I ain't trying to do nothing. I don't do nothing with it. I ain't even trying to lend her no loot. Maybe a couple of dollars. I bought a couple of drinks when we was at the club that just one time. What you doing in the club with somebody that you don't even know? Anytime. I use a liar, pants on fire. Why is you trying to talk to that shit? You retired all the bullshit integrity you had. You about to be a dad. Yo, you got her pregnant on some Mary shit, Joseph Mary shit, yo, some biblical shit. Attraction. See, I ain't even getting to that point. I don't even know if we're going to be able to do it. When the attraction is not only disguised as friendship, when y'all been lying, saying that y'all only friends, and y'all been actually in real time doing it to each other, doing it well, doing it in the park, doing it after dark. Oh, yeah, Rock Creek Park. Oh, yeah, Rock Creek Park. Doing it in the park. Oh, yeah, Rock Report. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host on 752, January 11th on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Attraction disguised as friendship. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. And you can rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. Okay. Yeah. So, attraction disguised as friendship. Do y'all consider that to be lying? If you have somebody, you got a girl, you got a man, and you really attracted to somebody else who you've been calling a friend, are you lying to your significant other, your spouse, your man, your woman, if you secretly have an attraction? Because you're not going to be stupid enough to say, yeah, I'm attracted to him or her. But, it's not like that. All I really want is you. You're not going to be dumb enough to plant that seed in your lover's head, especially if you know that they're already insecure and you've been aiding to their insecurity by entertaining others talking about y'all just friends. That's just my homie. Yeah, that's your homie? Yeah, that's just my homie. We've been cool for years. How many years? Well, let's see. I sent her a friend request in 2018. So, yeah, we've been cool since. We got 5 years in. Matter of fact, only really 4 years because it was at the end of 2018. It was around Thanksgiving. Like, that ain't your homie. And we got to talk about the friend zone. Friend zone. Like, I will stay in the friend zone until you come and rescue me. I can't be your lover, but I can be your friend. And this is where I stay, in the friend zone, until you come and get me out. I'll be dressed and ready to go to the relationship zone as soon as you come and get me. I'll be waiting by the door, showered, dressed, smelling good, got the money in my pocket. As soon as I'm out of the zone, I'll be right there for you. Baby, I'll do what you want me to. Soon as I get out the zone, I'll be right there for you. Baby, I do what you want me to. If somebody puts you in the friend zone, more than likely that's where they want you to be, and that's where you're going to stay. If you put yourself in the friend zone, it could be because you're just trying to take control of the situation. Your ego might not allow you to face that rejection, so you went and hid in the friend zone because you knew it was safe. I'd rather front here than to get hurt out there. You know? TK Wright says, women who have secret attractions will compare the man and friend in her mind in an effort to justify the days of, wait a minute, to justify the days of outlives moment that she fantasizes about. I know what you're saying. Days of our lives. Oh. No, I didn't know. I didn't know what you were saying in that part. A soap opera fantasies. Okay. Okay. Is that word out? That's what messed. Okay. It was supposed to be days of our lives. Days of out lives. I was like, is that out lives or outlives? I can't do it. All right. So I get it. And there could be many reasons why we are here being attracted to somebody, fantasizing about somebody, dreaming about somebody, daydreaming about somebody, moving closer to somebody that we know we ain't got no business moving closer to, but we did that shit because, damn, it's hard to suppress all those emotions that we have for somebody that we really, really is feeling. I'm feeling her, she feeling me. I mean, what are we supposed to do in this situation? Seriously. I mean, shit. I'm trying to love her down. You can say whatever y'all want to say about me. but I'm trying to love her down. And any man would want to love her down. That's why she got a man. But I'm going to be right here. Right here. Be right here. No fear. Be right here. DK Wright says, could have been outlaws. You knew what I was. I really didn't. I didn't know what you were saying. I can't understand. You know what I mean? You know, they used to say that President Obama was really good at reading off the teleprompter. But you got to be careful because he would read whatever was on that teleprompter. He was mechanical like that. So, like, he going to read that teleprompter. So if you throw some jokes or you throw some BS on that teleprompter, it's getting read. It's going to get read. He's an avid reader. He's a really good reader. It's funny because Donald Trump was not a good reader. He couldn't do the teleprompter for shit. He's like, no, I got a freestyle. I can't do the teleprompter. I can't do the teleprompter. I got to come off the head. Ah, man, Carol, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I said that I knew what you was talking about as far as the overall statement that you wrote. I don't know. I ain't know you meant Days of Our Lives. Now, I don't watch no soap operas, especially that one. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. So what do y'all think, man? Are you wrong? Are you wrong for being attracted to somebody that you have been saying is just a friend? Especially when they have believed that you really just wanted to be a friend of them. Like, are you being deceptive? And if you have somebody, are you being deceitful? I'm sorry, deceptive? Are you lying by saying that you're only friends with somebody when you know you got the hots for them? Are you wrong? You know? Stacey says, I said yes. And I can't argue that you, hey, it sounds legit to me. Now, you might not be wrong altogether for feeling the way that you feel, but because you've been asked the question, and you know how it is, you may have been put right on the spot. Yo, what's up with you and such and such? And you lied straight up and down. No, that's just my homie. There's nothing there. We just cool. When you know damn well, your dick be getting hard every time you see her. Or your twat be juicing in your panties. Like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Is this conversation over? You know what I mean? I was just saying. TK Wright says, I bet you know who Luke and Laura are. I actually don't. But I do know who's the Young and the Restless? What's the old head? He's been on that show since forever. With Nikki, his ex-wife on the show. What's his name? I don't know. Can't remember right. Victor Newman. Yeah, I know who Victor Newman is. Luke and Laura, I've heard of them, but I don't know what show they play on. That's right, Victor and Nikki. Yeah, there you go. My mom used to watch that. I wasn't getting out of that one. Look, Monica, Queen Monica creeping out to... They like, Victor! It's Victor! See? Everybody know who Victor Newman is. And the funny thing is, Victor and Nikki, I don't think they ever played on anything else. I never saw them in another movie, a TV show, even a commercial. Like, they must have had a lifetime exclusivity contract with Young and the Restless. Oh, Luke and Laura was on General Hospital. My mom didn't watch that. She didn't watch General Hospital. Did not watch that. So that's why I don't know. I don't know. But this is what I do know. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. I know that. 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 It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. So what's up now? What's up now, y'all? What's up now? What's up now? All right. Yeah, Erica Kane, a.k.a. Susan. Nope. She didn't watch All My Children either. She didn't watch it. My mom didn't watch ABC soaps. She only watched the CBS soaps. So As the World Turns. Guiding Light and Young and the Restless. That's why I knew. That's all I knew. And I always thought that soap operas was corny and dumb. And I remember a barbershop that I used to go to, they used to watch them goddamn soaps. And I'd be like, yo, if you don't hurry up and cut my hair, man. I'm like, y'all wildin'. That's when I knew that barbers be soft, disguising somebody whose hair you cut, disguising your attraction as somebody whose hair you cut. I'm a punk motherfuckers watching them damn soap operas in the damn barbershop. I used to be soft. Like, why would I come to get my hair cut around this time? I goofed. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Sans. Happy birthday to you, Sans. And also, my girl, Betty Noble, going all the way back to when she was a little girl back in 1985. Betty Noble star, turning 44 years old today. And also, my nephew, my favorite nephew of all time and of anybody, Khalid Berry, a.k.a. DJ Solid. Khalid. He's the one who makes the beats for the Daily Go Get'emism show. So whenever you hear me play a beat on the show, that was Solid. Khalid's beat. All right. Happy birthday to you. Turning 38 years old. That's amazing. 38 years old. That's crazy. And also Tara Joseph, turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Tu Negra Coqueta Aria, turning 32 years old today. And Lavelle Griffin, turning 53 years old today, and Calvin Hollinghead, turning 50 years old today, and Takesha Trader, turning 43 years old, and Maria M. Russell, Maria Russell, turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Auntie Riri, and Wanda Cooper, a.k.a. Wanda C-Doc Med, happy birthday to you, and Amanda Sims, RN, turning 39 years old today, and my girl from Penn State, going all the way back to the 1991, Kadria Porter, known affectionately to all of us as KK. And she's last but not least. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious January 11th anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Yo. Friendship, attraction disguised as friendship. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it, I would imagine. And we all have our own personal feelings about it. I don't think that any of our feelings can be wrong about it. It's something that we have to deal with. And it's a trust issue, an integrity issue, a truth issue. Is it wrong to be attracted to somebody that you're only friends with? No, I don't think so. Being good friends with somebody, friends with somebody who reinforces how good of a friend they are, that can cause you to be even extra attracted to them. And there's nothing strange about a man being attracted to a woman or a woman being attracted to a man, if that's the situation. However, the truthfulness that you display to yourself and to others are what's going to make a difference. I don't even think there's anything wrong with shooting your shot if you're in a position to shoot your shot correctly. Many relationships have disbanded, like Barbara Hill, she said, was talking about when somebody tried to push where they weren't welcome. They tried to go to parties that they weren't invited to. And that's not a good look. When you think that somebody is genuinely just trying to be your friend, meanwhile, they're trying to get inside your drawers. They're trying to pull your panties to the side. Put your pride to the side. Pull your panties to the side. Give my Johnson somewhere to hide. I'm trying to get inside. Yeah, deep inside, up in your tummy. And I don't want to treat you like a dummy. But I've been down with you like a submarine since World War II. And we wasn't even alive back then, but I got something special that I would like to show you. If you come to my crib, I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to get you a little drunk, get you a little high, trying to see if you really gonna let the truth come out, want to see if you really like me, what's that about? I don't know. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go-Get-Emism show. That's going to be Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. So make sure y'all come on through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yeah. Let me see. Narcissist says, being in the friend zone for decades.